Cosmos, the Georgianas. You know, there is some... First of all, it's not about where we are. Places, locations, distances between them. This place is over there, and then so and so many miles from there is that other place, and that's what it's about, and this is cosmology. That's not cosmology, that's like geography or whatever. So we got the Georgianas, and the reason I don't even mention Georgianas is that I don't think it's important. Now, why those are mentioned here and there, I don't know. Maybe you know. You could tell some, those who are interested. To me, they are just, by the way, mentioned there as some kind of, you know, entity of something. Maybe to give some exact something, or just very much, or long. Because what are we talking about? Well, my theory, or what I propose, at least to try, is that we're simply talking here about Bhumandala, Bhuloka, either as places, of course, here on Earth. What is Bhuloka? It's the world we are in when we look through these five senses. Well, what do you see when you open your five senses? Well, here we are in a world called Earth, the earthly realm. And you may say, you know, well, this earthly realm is one thing, and Earth, but Earth is a planet, it's round, it's this and that. Yeah, but you can kind of include them both in that, you know, earthly realm word. So Bhuloka is the earthly realm, you could say, the physical world, the world you see through the senses of these bodies. And yeah, there are descriptions there of different places, Bhumandala or Bhuloka. Well, you know, these books were written by people living in India. They were sitting in bodies in Bhuloka, in India, part of it. So they just, you know, yeah, we're talking Bhuloka here. So what? How does Bhuloka look like? Well, you know, if you go this direction and that direction, there will be oceans, and there's several of them, you know, the seven seas, all that. So it might simply be that. And there may be different words of different liquids to signify the different oceans. This ocean, this, that ocean. Salt, sweet, and so on. I don't know what these words came from. Neither do I know where they are, these words of plants used, you know, as names for the different islands, the seven. But again, this is a very, by the way, description. What it leads to immediately is to talk about the people living there and who they are and different kinds of people like that. Now, so there are distances thrown in there. But the thing is, if you then say that, no, this is some much more than that. It's some higher dimensional, whatever it is, other worlds. So no, but you know, whether it is in this Burloka, but that, because that's what it's described as. It's a description of Burloka, right? So it is this world. Not Búvarloka, not Svarga, not in heaven or in astral or whatever. So yeah, then the question is it on other planets? There are people living on the moon up there, if you go there. You know, those kind of things. Speculations that follow. But there's nothing there really saying that. Just describing different islands and oceans. And if you want to say, think that an ocean means some area of space out there, of 3D space out between the planets out there. Well, you know, the people back then, they weren't into that kind of astronomy at all. You don't find it. It's just a pure speculation on your side, if you think so. And well, I mean, if we are talking about places outside of the surface, you know, the this earthly place we live in, then what is Yojana there anyway? Well, you know, it's some other dimension or some other high up there in space, this way, that way. But we know that there are these measurements that are valid there as well as they are here, and the Yojana is calculated from, you know, how far an ox bull cart travels in a certain time or whatever. So it gets it drifts away from the, it has already, you know, from the cosmology of the Bhagavatam. This is not cosmology. That is, you know, geography. That is about places in this physical world. And those who think the physical world is everything there is, maybe there is something spiritual behind it, they may focus on this. Oh, here there is science, there is knowledge here. It's about places in the physical world. Wow. Distances are given. They knew other. But even, you know, they knew other countries, other nations, other continents. It's quite well known that people, that humans back in those days, 5,000 years ago, traveled that way and knew pretty much about the planet like that. So in other words, we don't need to impose, again, speculative imposition, some kind of idea or supposition, whatever you call it, on this author of the Bhagavatam and so on, and the whole how the book came about, that it was written by some godlike being looking at, you know, the cosmos out there from out far out in space or whatever, and describing what he sees there. As some kind of super turbo high level astronomy. But rather we know from history and from culture, these ancient cultures, that the sages, you know, even if they were avatars, Shakti Vesh or whatever, the way they describe things, the cosmology, the cosmos they live in and describe, is one that you explore by going inwards, as we say, here, which means really continuing. Yes, we can explore the Bhurloka, the earthly realm here, geography, this or that, but then that is only one loka among seven. And the others we can explore and describe in terms of the world of the five senses, the mental world, which is then divided up into pure and impure, and the consciousness up there at the center of it all. That is the cosmology of the Bhagavatam. And that's why I'm kind of pushing this, that it's not there really much in the fifth canto, at least not especially.